Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, well, another state becomes a trans sanctuary for kids. Minnesota. What you're watching is the country split here. Mm-hmm. What this said, people don't understand what this says. Trans sanctuary, what does that mean? Well, as we've seen, states like Georgia and Iowa are the two most recent ban physical transitions for children. Mm-hmm. Got to be 18 before you can physically transition.
Right. Yeah.
No puberty blockers, which can sterilize you. No kids permanently. You're sterile. Left loves this. They think that's great. That you can make, you know, you would be making that decision before you were old enough to understand it. This is a sanctuary. What does that mean? Well, that sounds great. Very affirming. If you're a child and or a child and a mom, say you're in a state where this is illegal, right? And you and dad are going through a divorce. Dad doesn't want to transition. He doesn't want the child to be sterilized. If mom and the kid can make it over the border of Minnesota, dad has no rights. None whatsoever, including judge's orders. Nullified.
Seems to violate the Equal Protection Clause under the Constitution, doesn't it?
It's as if it's two countries. You're literally watching the national divorce. Now, here's the scary part. Suppose you're 13, 14, or 12, or 11, or who knows. How young can you get on a bus, get a bus ticket? You take your money, get a bus ticket. You go to Minnesota. You leave mom and dad behind because you've seen a TikTok video or three. And you can get to Minnesota. Mom and dad are in another state. They do not want you to transition. They want to have grandkids. They think you're too young to understand what being rendered permanently sterile means. Like, you're too young to remove your breasts. And you're too young to have the flesh stripped from your arm, from your waist to your elbow to create a penis for you. They don't want to see your ovaries destroyed. Too bad. Parental rights kaput. You can get over the Minnesota line. They call this protection, Lee. Mm-hmm. Protection from your parents. This is going to be a big story. Kids are going to figure out they can do this on TikTok. We'll get to TikTok in a minute. TikTok is a massive recruiting ground for this. That is not an accident. That is the Chinese Communist Party on purpose amplifying this and pounding it into young kids. Oh, if you're struggling right now, a little depressed, puberty's a little hard. Who is puberty not hard for?
Yeah.
There was always that, like, six kids in your school growing up. Like, they never got a single pimple, never had a bad hair day, perfect wardrobe. They just breezed through puberty, but for the rest of us, yeah. And I wasn't one of them, puberty was awkward. It was weird. It was kind of miserable. I'm glad I never have to do it again.
True.
If you, and I'm watching my kids go through it now, and I'm having these conversations, like, with my, you know, like, my son, I'm like, mom, it just looks weird. Or like, I'm like, look, you were 13, you know, and he's getting an Adam's apple now, and he's got, like, he has the most amazing metabolism. Like, wow, I wish I had half of that. He's very skinny. I was like, no, you're going to fill it. This is what you're supposed to look like at 13. He's lifting weights now. Mom, am I always going to? No, you're not. Enjoy your metabolism. Go have another dessert.
Yeah.
This ain't going to last.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And it's all very permanent.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, the way you look right now, you're in this transitioning stage of like from boy to man. And nobody goes through that well. They just don't. So my kids feel that. So we're going to see kids where the state in Minnesota, like California, there's two of these now, can take custody of the kid. The state becomes the warden for the purposes of the transition. Parents have no rights. You're going to see kids driven over the state line by their teachers. You're going to see kids driven over the state line by their older friend who's 16, family member, something to get them away from mom and dad so the state can transition them.
If only these people would show as much concern for the unborn.
Yeah, no, really. That'll never happen. They'd rather sterilize children. So this is an absolute stripping of parental rights by the left using nullification. It's incredible to watch it go down. I mean, I'm blown away by it. So these are going to be big stories. You're going to see, get to know the names of the families who will become desperate trying to get their kid out of Minnesota. You'll see kidnappings of kids from places like Minnesota and California if their parents can get their hands on them, get them back across the state line. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts. So, modern America. I mean, you want to say, you know, people are we're having this debate right now ever since Marjorie Taylor Greene kicked it off. Should we get a national divorce? Should we? We're two countries. This is a different culture.
Yeah, it's just funny when someone from the right makes that comment, it's regarded divisive and crazy. But yet there are plenty on the left that have been talking about dividing the country to begin with anyway.
Yeah, a decade.
Yeah, I mean, there's been, the folks out in Colorado that have been talking about seceding from the Union. There's an effort in California to secede from the United States during the Trump administration, or at least portions of it. So, I mean, this stuff is out there. I mean, it's just like this whole thing about the big lie that Donald Trump told about the election. I can go back and talk about all of the Democrats that did not vote to certify the election of Donald Trump in 2016. Why was that not a big lie? How can you have Stacey Abrams go around saying that she's the legitimate governor of Georgia because she lost by 50,000 votes to Brian Kemp, but still saying that she's the legitimate governor? Why is she not criticized, and why is that not called the big lie? This once again,
Hillary Clinton hasn't stopped saying the election was stolen.
Last we heard, she was still wandering in the forest, decrying her defeat by Donald Trump. So it goes to show once again, yes, there's a divide because people in this country are divided different or are treated differently because of their political beliefs. And that's exactly what we see. If you behave one way as a Republican, you are charged, you are arrested, you are vilified, you are canceled. If you behave the same way, but on the other side of the political aisle as a Democrat, you are lauded, praised, and you must be praised. And if you don't praise this person, we'll come after you.
I just want to know, and I've been saying this for a long time, all of this trans stuff has nothing to do with transgender people for the left. They're pretending it does, but it doesn't. It's all about what you identify as. And I just wonder how many years it's going to be before, you know, if you identify as Baptist, Protestant, Methodist, and you are forced to go to church. If you can get your foot over the California state line as a kid, if you can get your foot over the Minnesota state line, then you you don't have to be what your parents identify as. You don't have to go to church anymore. If you don't identify as a Methodist, you don't have to go to that church anymore.
The state
will take custody of you. That is what they are setting the legal precedent
There's
for.
A story going around right now, and I wish I had in front of me, but there is a school district that is trying to eliminate the Holy Bible from any potential reading list or whatever. I guess maybe from that school library. I wish I had the details in front of me, but I just recall seeing this. But saying that because they had sensitivity concerns about the Holy Bible.
Wow. Good luck understanding Western civilization without the Holy Bible. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's virtually impossible to do.
Yes. Well, I mean, the very foundation of Western civilization is based upon the Judeo-Christian Holy Bible, period. That is it. And does Western democracy still respect and have room for other religions other than those that are based upon Judaism and Christianity? Of course they do. Of course they do. There are protections. It's in our Constitution. But to exclude those, I mean, it's just like the organization, the Freedom From Religion organization. There is no freedom from religion. There is freedom of religion in this country. And that means those who do not choose to participate in organized religion. You've got the freedom to do that. But you no more have the right to force me to endorse and applaud another religion than I have to impose my Christian beliefs upon an atheist. I have no right to do that, but you have no right to stop me from talking about my religion and my beliefs, and I have no right to stop you in talking about your disbelief. That's fine. Go ahead. This once was a free country.
But it says Jonathan Turley warned us after the gay marriage ruling where Justice Kennedy, completely unrelated, wrote that because it had nothing to do with gay marriage, he just threw it in there, wrote that thing about the right to self-identity It turns out he'd copied it from Europe, where it's become a thing.
Well, of course.
And Turley, he warned the right to self-identity would bump up against the First Amendment, and it would be a contest between the two. And he wasn't wrong about that.
Nope.
Let me tell you what, you lose that free speech rights, as we're watching with the censorship right now. Mm-hmm. What else does the First Amendment cover? Religion. Mm-hmm. So if our government gets the idea First Amendment's dead, and it's pretty close to dead right now, well, religion's next.
Religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of redress of grievances of the government.
Yep, all of that. We're seeing that right now with the geofencing.
Exactly.
I don't know if you heard the last segment, but we just had our first ever approval of a geofencing warrant, which means they can sweep through the area of January 6th and pick up absolutely everyone who was there, including people who never entered the building, using their cell phone data. They couldn't do it before. And that's why they're expecting 1,000 more arrests 2 years after January 6th.
Completely unconstitutional.
Oh, it is.
But when you control the judiciary with weaponized judges.
And of course, they did this out of the D.C. district. And I've been warning people,
yep,
you've got to start to realize there are parts of this country that are not recognizably American. Their judicial systems are not recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And D.C. is one of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They do not operate according to precedent, law. New York is another one. That's why mm-hmm. Alvin Bragg is able to just ignore the statute of limitations on the supposed Trump crimes mm-hmm. and say, hey, you know what? I'm a local D.A., but I'll just prosecute federal law. Well, you can't do that, sir. Plus, the statute of limitations is run out.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. They just make it up. There's no precedent. It's not a legally recognizable or American recognizable standard.
But it fits their narrative.
Right. But it fits the narrative. And American people haven't figured out, well, Trump must have done something wrong. No, it doesn't mean anything. Literally, this is a whole different court system than anything we've ever seen before.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we often joke on this show that U.S. media, liberal U.S. media, is like state-owned media. I mean, they wouldn't sound much different. if they were government owned. Some of them actually maybe. Would you subject your children to that? No, you would not, you probably say. Would you subject your children to actual state-owned media? How about CCTV? It's a production of the Communist Party of China. No, I'd never subject my children to that. Really? You wouldn't subject them to years of Chinese propaganda? No, I wouldn't do that. Is there a TikTok app on your kid's phone? You just did. I've been warning about this for a very, very long time. We had the TikTok hearings yesterday. I want to pull this back up to understand so we can understand what's at stake. We got the shocking revelations in the Twitter files after years of the New York Times and the Washington Post writing these stories about how Russian bots were influencing people. They were everywhere. They were Russian bots. And in the Twitter files, you'll remember, we made a shocking discovery. Those stories were lies. There were no Russian bots. Wait, what? No. And you see the folks at Twitter in the Twitter files, which were released by Elon Musk after he bought the company, including the good liberals at Twitter. They're being told by the FBI they should go hunt the Russian bots. Get them off the site, man, because they are out there confusing people, trying to get them to vote Republican. So the good liberal censors at Twitter go looking for the Russian bots that they're reading in the Washington Post, New York Times, or all over Twitter, and like my, you know, similar social media sites. They can't find them. There are no Russian bots. To placate the FBI's public calls for them to take the Russian bots that did not exist down, they went and deleted some old Russian Twitter accounts that were no longer active, but they couldn't find the bots. In fact, they began to resent the reporting of the New York Times and the Washington Post accusing Twitter of manipulating the political conversation with bots. Remember, the election was influenced. Election influence. Can't have it. A democracy if we have this Russian election influence. There wasn't any. It was a lie. Why was the left telling that lie? Well, as Lee has taught us all, they always accuse you of what they're doing. See, because there's a whole bot army nobody's going after. Do you know where it is? TikTok. You should read this Forbes article. It's jaw-dropping. Well, the FBI has pretended there are Russian bots on Twitter and used it as an excuse to take down actual Americans who disagree with the FBI and who criticize Democrats, because you don't have to do that. FBI doesn't like that. The Chinese, in particular, the Chinese state-controlled media has brainwashed an entire generation of youngsters, most specifically around politics. Like, what scale are we talking? Oh, in the 2022 election, tens of millions of posts. This is not a small operation. Over 10,000 sites. This is not secret. These are registered foreign agents. They have registered with the federal government because they have to. The accounts are managed on TikTok by MediaLinks TV, that is a registered foreign agent, Washington, D.C. outpost of the, get this, main Chinese Communist Party television news outlet called China Central Television. In fact, you'll see the agreement, the abbreviation CCT and CCTV all over TikTok, the videos. Again, it stands for China Central Television. It is a full-blown state production. It has only one aim: to get Democrats elected in the United States of America and to infuse woke culture into an entire generation. Let that sink in. Has the FBI conducted any kind of removal operation? You know, it's weird. They're the only one of the major social media outlets that the FBI just not interested in. In the run-up, Forbes reports to the 2022 election. By the way, if you want to read this, because it's horrifying what we've turned our children's mind over to. On TikTok, Chinese state, this is the headline, Forbes, on TikTok, Chinese state media pushes divisive videos about U.S. politicians. And what do these videos say? It's mostly a lot of lies about the Republicans. It's vote Democrat, vote Democrat, vote Democrat, vote Democrat. Transition your gender, vote Democrat, vote Democrat. A video from July began with the caption, "Cruz, Abbott don't care about us." Another one from October was captioned, Rubio has done absolutely nothing. These are wholesale productions of the Chinese state media. And look, Forbes has been great. So has The Federalist in documenting how this woke culture is being pushed hardcore on TikTok. I can't go to a sporting event with my kids without all these kids on their phones. They're all on TikTok. They couldn't be more loyal consumers of Chinese state-controlled messaging if they lived in China. That is the threat. That is the threat. So you know what this means? China understands and recognizes that if a country is ruled by Democrats in a permanent majority, it will be so weak and China can roll right over. And that's exactly what they're doing. Never mind the outright spying, manipulation, and control that we heard about from the TikTok CEO yesterday. Like this. Yo, dude, CEO, TikTok, can the Chinese Communist Party manipulate content?
Do you disagree with FBI Director Wray and NSA Director Nakasone when they said that the CCP could have the capability to manipulate data and send it to the United States? Do you disagree with their statement?
Their statement says could.
So do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with that.
Okay, so it is possible that the CCP, under the auspices of ByteDance, which is your parent company, which you get paid from, has the ability to manipulate content.
Uh-huh. Now, lest you think, oh, I'll just get the TikTok app off. No, that's not good enough. Because while the FBI was busy removing tens of thousands into the millions across the 15 platforms of accounts of regular Americans who criticized their government or Democrats, they did nothing about CCTV, the production of literally the propaganda arm of the Chinese government on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. He left it all up. No interest in taking that down. Oh, it was on Twitter too. Oddly, when you go through the Twitter files, only thing that the FBI doesn't seem interested in removing. Folks, understand this. It's not just China influence. It's not just China spying. It's not just China building folders on all of us in case one of us is ever in a position of influence to have compromise and blackmail material, although it is all those things on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Oh, it's so much bad. It's so much bad. We literally have an entire generation growing up for the first time under actual communist propaganda from an actual communist country, piped in daily over and over and over again. Look at the stats on depression. I mean, folks, and they're trying to kill you kids. No, literally. I mean, what do we have yesterday? We had the study that ran in Vice. You make a fake account, say you're a 13-year-old boy, 10 minutes, the pro-suicide videos start hitting you. You think that's an accident? No. It's asymmetrical warfare, as a word I've been using last few weeks. So the Democrats are like, hey, let's not ban it. Well, no, they want to live in a Marxist regime. Of course they don't want to ban it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looky here. By the way, if you're watching me on Rumble, you get a free sneak preview of our new logo, which is so cool. It's on the ball cap that I am wearing and will wear throughout this transition. Yes, we are transitioning. Not something we normally support. But we are. And you can see the new logo. It's cool. Like the logo. It is 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. You can actually see the logo for the first time. It will be officially unveiled on Tuesday, which I think is really cool. Because it's totally fitting. I didn't realize this till one of our listeners, Elizabeth, pointed this out to me on Facebook in a comment. Two, she writes, very exciting things will happen on Tuesday, March 28th. It's actually going to start March 27th. In the evening, five planets will align: Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and with two boys in the house, I can't help but laugh when I say Uranus, probably their favorite planet because they get to say Uranus. They don't get in trouble. Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, and Mars will align. And then after the planets align in a rare solar alignment, what would you call it? I don't know if you call it solar, I guess it would be planetary. Let's say planetary. A rare planetary alignment. At the end of that, the transition will occur. And so Tuesday morning, you turn on 106.3 and you're going to hear music. You'll be confused momentarily. And you go, oh, yeah, the planets aligned. And now, fittingly, WORD is 98.9 WORD. Okay, so I've given everyone a panic plan. You're like, wait, they changed it. They moved to the left. Wait, what was that station? No big deal. Just Google 106.3 WORD. It'll take you to our website. It'll redirect you and you can get the number, you know, the place on the FM dial 98.9. And I'm really excited because it really will be a realignment of the planets for us because we're going to go from being in two counties right now, which is Greenville and most of Spartanburg, to we're thinking around 26. Should be about 26 counties. On a real clear day, we'll go all the way to Charlotte. So truly, and you can see, you know, if you tune in on the Rumble channel, which is Tara Servatius, all one word, you just go to rumble.com. My channel is Tara Servatius. You can see the new logo, the voice of the Carolinas. We truly will be. We are not that right now. There's no way to get the voice of the Carolinas and North Georgia in there, but we will be. I mean, we are going to stretch from North Georgia all the way up through South Carolina. We're going to be in Pickens very clearly for the first time on one signal. And this will go all the way up. So you're talking like Hendersonville, Asheville, and really, like I said, on a clear day, it's truly going to be half the state of North Carolina. So we are looking forward to that. I love how Elizabeth has written this. This is better than anything the PR department downstairs came up with. Sorry, Roy. But it is. It's great. She wrote, see them in the early evening talking about the planets aligning, the five planets. You should check that out, too, by the way. Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, and Mars. See them in the early evening after the sun goes down. And then Word Radio 106.3 FM will change to 98.9 and have the broader signal range. You get Carolina Talk in Asheville now, she writes, exclamation point. Hear the truth about the national events with excellent local hosts. She says, tune in and turn on to Real News. Weird Asheville will also like Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis and Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. So thank you, Elizabeth. I'm going to borrow that from you and use it because it's great. So planets align, we switch. Is it a coincidence or not? I don't know. I'll get that conspiracy theory going. All right. Going back to this whole TikTok thing, when you understand the extent of the Chinese control of your child's mind on TikTok, it is not small. As Forbes has written and has absolutely documented, this is the first generation of Americans, not Chinese, Americans to grow up under Chinese state control media as their main form of media. Think about that. TikTok accounts run by the propaganda arm of the Chinese government have accumulated millions of followers, tens of millions of views, many of them on videos editorializing about U.S. politics and telling them how to vote, without clear disclosure that they were posted by a foreign government. Now, this isn't sneaky. It's not a conspiracy. The accounts are managed by MediaLinks TV. That is a registered foreign agent with the federal government and the Washington, D.C. based outpost of the Chinese Communist Party television news outlet. It's called CCTV, China Central TV. If you're knocking around your child's TikTok account, at Pandarama, at The Optimist, at News Talks, T-O-K-S, and this is where your kid's getting their news now. Children primarily get their news from social media. What is the most popular social media site among the young? Tweens, teens, TikTok. So I don't think that Congress is properly capturing the scope or the sheer destruction of this. We have an entire generation, not just mired in Marxism from their teachers, who are also on TikTok, but literally growing up under Marxist propaganda right there on the phone. Click, 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 and you paid for it. I've been warning you about this for a long, long time. I mean, look, to see the CEO thing yesterday, the grilling. You know what we need to do? We need to look to a real national leader, India First President Modi. You know how long TikTok's been banned there? 2 years. They know what China is. China attacks them all the time on their own border. They're like, no, gone. It's a tool of the CCP. We're not marinating Indian kids' minds in Maoism. But we are here. You want to know why this generation's crazy? Folks, how often do I do the story? It's particularly girls, because girls tend to be on TikTok more than boys. Boys divide their time between TikTok and videos. There's a little more hope for them, or TikTok and video games, which are not at this time controlled by the Chinese Communist Party yet. Give the Democrats and the FBI a few more years. I'm sure they'll figure it out. I mean, listen to this yesterday from the TikTok CEO.
Mr. Chu, has ByteDance spied on Americans at the direction of the Chinese Communist Party?
No.
Madam Chair, I'd like to enter into the record this October 20th, 22, Forbes article entitled TikTok Parent ByteDance Plan to Use TikTok to Monitor the Physical Location of Specific U.S. Citizens.
Without objection, sir.
Thank you. The project assigned this to a Beijing-leaded team, and they were going to follow individual American citizens. I ask you again, Mr. Chu, has ByteDance spied on American citizens?
I don't think the spying is the right way to describe it.
Right.
This is ultimately...
We can differ on
this
that.
This is ultimately an internal investigation.
Any TikTok or ByteDance...
Well, you know, what's a little spying among friends? We're already proselytizing to your children. Tried a little Maoism lately? Oh, your kids love it. Yeah, you thought the phone was babysitting them. Turns out... We're the Chinese Communist Party, and we're taking over your country. Literally. I mean, I don't know. If you could have ever told me, can you think about this like during the Cold War, right? If you were to say to our leaders, we had actual leaders back then, even the Democrats were Americans. Hey, how about we turn over the minds of an entire generation to the Politburo of the USSR? How about that? Well, I don't know. Maybe. Let's debate it. Maybe we should. I don't know. What do you think? We literally have Democrats yesterday saying it's racist to take TikTok away. It is not a social media app. It is the propaganda of the Communist Party foisted upon our children under the disguise of a social media app. Get it off your kids' phone. Now. Good morning. This whole sanctuary state thing, we're talking about it in the beginning of the hour. Minnesota set to become the second trans sanctuary state for trans kids. I'm going to tell you how this works. Your rights as a parent evaporate the second your minor child makes it over the state line. Think about that. I mean, how many times have you read kid steals car, kid gets on bus? If they can get the cash to get on a bus, get a cab, get over the state line, state takes custody of them for the purposes of transitioning them, including sterilizing treatments like puberty blockers. I mean, it's shocking. We just had a story earlier this week about I Am Jazz. You know, the star of that show is a boy transitioned to a girl by his mom before he was 18, including changing his vagina into, no, changing his penis into a vagina for the age of 18. Puberty blockers, whole nine yards. He is now, she, I don't know, going through something of a meltdown and a crisis online, mental meltdown. Mom's out there saying, oh, it wasn't the transition. Folks, just simple question, simple common sense, okay? You don't have to be a doctor. If you're a woman, if you're a girl, okay, and you've got all those female hormones surging because you're going through puberty and you hit your body with testosterone, you think that makes you a little crazy? I think that causes you mental problems? I mean, literally how that would affect your body. I mean, it is just radical to think about. Or vice versa, you're a male, you're going through puberty, you're hit with female hormones. What's that do to your body? We don't really know. We haven't studied it long term. But the left doesn't care. It's what they want to do. It's hip, it's hot, and it's what they're doing right now. So if that kid can get over the state line, mom and dad have no say. Now Oregon wants to do it, but they want to add a twist. Full transitions available. Government becomes your guardian for the purpose of it. Your parents have no rights if you can get over the state line. Forget this. Transitions and abortions. Transitions and abortions. Oh, this is going to get crazy. It's going to get... So you got the Chinese Communist Party on the one hand hitting your kids relentlessly with this pro-change your gender, get on the puberty blockers, propaganda on a loop. And then you've got the Democrats, the other side of the Maoist Communist Party, saying, hey, come to our state. Mom and dad don't understand. They don't want you to sterilize yourself at 12. They think that's bad. Well, just, you know, if you can get here, if you can get an Uber, if you can get here over the state line, don't worry about mom and dad. We're your new mom and dad. We're the government. So what's going on in this country? So Oregon now doing this too. This would be abortions for girls any age, provided by your new guardian, the state. Folks, I'm telling you, the purpose, this is not about transitioning transgender. This is all to create the idea of self-identity so that children who do not identify with their parents' religion or political philosophy can then be taken over by the state. That's what this is about. You're going to see that's coming in the next 10 years. The law that is used for that will be used for that too. Well, I don't identify as a Baptist, so I ran away from home. Rather than returning the child, they will keep the child and raise the child. That's what they're doing in these states. You just wait. It's where they're going. And they're using transgender people and kids who think they're transgender because kids don't know what they are. You're 18 years old, you don't know what you are. I mean, me personally, I've always been terrified by the idea of letting people who are 16 drive. I don't think they're ready. I don't think their brains are developed enough. There are always exceptions to that, but I don't think their brains are developed enough. And now we're going to say, oh, you can change your gender? By the way, that kid whose name was Jared, but now it's Jazz, the one going through the very public mental breakdown right now. Get this. Sterile. Sterilized before the age of 18. Has never had an orgasm because you can't. Those treatments will take care of that too. Stuck in a body that is now female. Can't have kids. Think about that. That's a lot to ask a kid to choose. And look, when we have our Pentagon doctors publishing papers saying that they believe kids as young as seven can consent to that. This is where the left is going. If they can get a hold of your kid, they will do this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.